Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, August 29, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to tune in today. I truly appreciate you, and I hope your day is off to a fabulous start. You know what they say, ready, set, go, ready to go for what makes you happy, successful, and satisfied in life. Step to achieve and receive all that God has for you, and going after the things that make you better and more prosperous. As long as you know where you're going, you can get there. I get a real clear vision of the racers when they're at the beginning of their race, how they get in position, and they know exactly that they're going for the win, and that's what I'm talking about, go for the win. And if you're like many of us, you too aspire to get to the finish line, do a lot of things that we hope for, pray for, dream about, things that we whisper to God about, things that we speak into our atmospheres, things that we decree and declare will be so. And why? Because it works. My special guest today has written a brand new book about answered prayer and other things, and it's entitled Time to Believe in Angels, Spiritual Guides, and Yourself. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? You're surely right, it does. She's an author and a life coach, and she is Gina Canone. Welcome, Gina.
Hi, Silver Ray. How are you today?
Wonderful, fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. I find a lot of things very fascinating, and I thought that this would be a very good topic. I've had a couple of people on my show with similar gifts as yours, and it's just very interesting to me to talk about it, because I think we all experience certain things, may not define them as such, you know, as you do as a profession, but I think it's interesting just to be perspective wise for broadening understanding and wisdom and being educated on a variety of different topics and people. So I do really appreciate you being with me today, and look forward to talking to you about your book. But before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your professional background?
Yes, I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist. I am also a fine artist. I have a degree in fine art and had a very successful career with that. And I still do some artwork presently. I also am an instructor at the Institute of Hypnotherapy for life coaching and psychic workshops. And I'm an author, and I'm also writing a second and a third book. And I enjoy the hypnotherapy. It is a fascinating field, and I incorporate it into my life coaching sessions, because, you know, you really have to change the mind to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Hypnotherapy goes hand in hand with that. You know, it's a beautiful way to reprogram yourself and get
right,
on track.
Right. You know, again, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because I find it kind of fascinating. When we think in terms of hypnotherapy, I think a lot of people feel like, oh, that's kind of a woo-woo space to to go into. But, you know, the other day I was on the internet and I saw, I think it was a video from a city in China where there were literally hundreds of people following the Pokemon thingy. I don't even know what to call it. I guess it's a shame. I don't have a real thorough understanding of the whole thing other than the glimpses that I see, and I haven't researched it enough to really know.
I haven't either.
As I watched it, there were just hundreds of people all going in the same direction, barely looking up, but looking at their phones. And I thought, you know, that's such an interesting concept because they look hypnotized. First of all, there's no reality to it, which is mind-blowing. And then you're going somewhere that you don't know really where you're going, looking for something that's not really real. I thought, what a fascinating thing you can do to the mind. That was not good by any means, in my opinion. And that's just my limited opinion. But it just shows how you can program thinking in a way that it can offer you a variety of types of control, and certainly that can be applied in a way that is very positive for positive change in individuals as well. And I think there are many people who suffer with different types of anxieties and fears and things like that that actually do need to have the type of help that you are able to offer. So what would you like to say in that regard?
Yes. I mean, hypnotherapy absolutely helps with removing anxiety and stress and barriers, negative blockers that, you know, keep you from moving forward in life. And as you said, those people that are, you know, focused on this imaginary little leaf or whatever they have to find, they are in a light hypnotic trance. They're extremely focused. When you write a book or if you're playing an instrument or you're just listening to music and you're very focused on that and you can hear things around you but you're not paying attention to them, you're in this light hypnotic trance. And it's very beneficial for getting your life on the right path and removing negative things that are in your way. I just find that it's even people that are already in a good path and a good way. I just had a doctor come to me, and she's like, you know, everything is good, but you know what? I want it to be even better. So I want to be more motivated. I want to have my memory even, you know, more efficient. So we did hypnotherapy for motivation and for her memory and for focusing. And that's just one way of just jumping to another level in a more positive way. It's a beautiful modality to correct what you might have received from childhood, maybe the wrong way. You know, if you tell a child that they're, you know, not so smart their whole life, they grow up thinking they're not so smart. And that's usually not the case. So then you can go in and reprogram and let them believe in themselves again. And a lot of adults have, you know, carry a lot of issues for many, many years. And I got to tell you, once they're removed and after they're done with a few sessions and their life has changed, they feel better. I get tons of emails and phone calls. Thank you. I love you. It's so wonderful. I do incorporate spirituality and prayer. I do believe, as you know, my book is called It's Time to Believe. And I believe and have a deep faith that you can pray for help and answers and relief. And there's a right way to pray, too. I mean, some people just pray, and it's not really from the heart or deep within. I do explain it in the book that you really need to pray and get in that quiet space and get with one, with yourself.
Yeah.
And
let me ask you this. I live and move and have my being in the church world. And so when we think about what you're talking about, I know that you also professionally recognized as a life coach and psychic. I want to ask you something about that, because in the world in which I live, with that type of knowledge and understanding, is called several things. And I want to know if you have any foundational ideas that also assist you when you say that you are a psychic. For instance, we refer to the same element of being able to see things as revelation and spiritual wisdom and understanding. It's a prophetic vision and signs of God speaking to us. A lot of people may not know, but in the Bible, those prophets were actually called seers because they had that particular gift. Principle-wise, see any of that the same way? And if so, can you explain to the audience what then the contrast and similarity that launches you into an area that say that you're a psychic instead of a prophet?
Well, a psychic, for me, my psychic abilities, I'm clairvoyant, which means clear seeing. So I get these visions, mm-hmm. and I have gotten so many visions since I'm 10 years old. And through life, every time I would start telling people, what I'm seeing and what's going to happen, it would happen. And, my mother was, okay, there's something a little different about her, and I don't know why she's seeing all these things. And, I do kind of get upset that I can see so much, but I can't see something that might really help find, if somebody got murdered, like who's the murderer, like why, but I feel like that's everybody has different gifts that are given to them. I see mostly positive things for people or direction that they should go in. I do see some negative, but I see the negative more of I can see illness. And there are people that are gifted with all these different type of psychic gifts at different levels. I find it very beneficial. I did get, you hear different type of voices. Your own inner voice is one voice, but then sometimes you can hear an actual voice that sounds very different. I feel it's an angel's voice or something from above. And you can get these messages through dreams, or just that I get them through, like, quick visions and dreams. I've gotten warning dreams where people, one example of that is, like, I kept dreaming three nights in a row that I was, hitting a pole on the parkway. And I had a choice. I could hit the vehicle next to me and there'd be children that would have died, but I would have survived. And I chose to go left, hit the pole and die so that I would not harm that family. And I kept thinking, wow, maybe I'm being tested. But by the third night, I was, this is happening again. It's a third night of this dream. And that third night, I actually died in my dream and I hovered over. And I was really scared. I said, there's something's not right. Like, I would dream this three times in a row. They really want to send me a message. So I'm checking my truck, and I'm checking the brakes, and I'm doing all this stuff, and everything's fine. But I put a little sticky on my steering wheel, and I said, go get your truck checked before you go on the highway. So I go, and my friend owned the place, and he's like, Gene, I drove your truck around a few times. It sounds perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong. I said, can you put it on the lift? Because I really just want everything checked. And he was kind of busy that day, and he's a little annoyed, but he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. He came back and said, I don't know how you would know this, but all four of your brake pads are out. They made no noise. There was no reason for you to think that your brakes were not going to work, but you would have just been driving and had no brakes. And I said, well, I dreamt three nights in a row that I died on the parkway, and I was afraid to actually go on that parkway. So I feel like that was a warning, and I got saved from a terrible accident. And I feel like people get signs like this all the time. And, you know, that's my clairvoyant side. I have, you know, that clairvoyant gift and the psychic gifts. They're wonderful. I feel very blessed to have them. Very blessed. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of readings and people, you know, I do automatic writings in my readings too. And people, I mean, sentences come out. They're not my sentences. They're sentences from spirit. And people are just amazed. They're like, you could never know this. I just feel it's a blessing. It works hand in hand with hypnotherapy. Everything that I do is all intertwined. And it's this beautiful package for me. And with the life coaching, spiritual life coaching, I really would like people to find that place of happiness and their true path, and not to be afraid to take chances. A lot of things hold people back.
Well, you know
back.
What, Gina? I agree with you. In fact, factually, know that many of us, most of us, and maybe all of us, have impressions and images and visions and dreams. I don't know how many of us take the time to investigate them or study them or meditate on them, because I do believe that we do get messages from God that will help us along the pathway. And I know a lot of us can look back and then think of, you know, things that we know were significant in giving us guidance and direction on things. So I totally get what you're talking about. It's very often it's so accurate that you know yourself. I think you said a key thing is, you know, people don't take time. They're not still enough. We're in a typically in a mindset where we're way ahead of today and what we want to do. You know, we're not so centered and focused on today as in the moment, like so many of us need to be, because we certainly can't advance into tomorrow or the next minute or hour in any kind of way until it's actually upon us. But I really do believe that those messages can come to us profoundly in a profound spiritual way if we stop long enough to listen and understand that that's what's happening for us. And again, you know, the greater contrast is, as I said, because we're speaking about the same thing in two different worlds, but either way, we have to understand that there are angels to guide us. There is spiritual guidance. There is the element of God speaking to us along the way. And we need to know that those are typically very helpful messages that are coming to us to help us. So
I think they're the most powerful tools you have. These are the most powerful tools, and once you can learn how to use them, and that's why I wrote the book. I really want people to know, and they can count on it. I each and every day I live by that. I don't have any fear. It's such a free place. It's such a beautiful place to be. It did take me a long time to get there. There was nobody really holding my hand along the way either that was helpful enough. And, you know, once you can get past all this and really live that beautiful spiritual life and trust, and I trust my angels and spirit guides more than my family and friends. I will go to them for advice first, very seldom having to even have to go to my family or friends. That is the true way, and I have not been steered wrong. You know, family, friends, people tend to just keep going, asking advice all over the place. You know, that makes you more confused. That makes you more confused.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it does. Let me ask you about something in your new book. Your book is about answered prayer, how to get answered prayer. So within the next 5 minutes or so, I would like for you to share some of your thoughts. I'll share some of mine. I think it mm-hmm. makes for some fascinating contrast here. But share with us about your experiences to answer prayer, since that's the primary motive
so
to focus in your book.
Okay, there's so many stories about me praying, not only for myself, but for other people. And they haven't been easy prayers either. It's not like, I want to be free this weekend to go somewhere. That's like easy. The prayers that I have actually asked for have been extremely heartfelt and difficult. And when I started getting them answered fairly quickly, I just began to pray more and more. And I just was witnessing a miracle over and over again with the power of prayer. And I noticed if I didn't pray right with the detail that was needed, or I didn't get that full answered prayer. So I was also now honing in my praying skills. But one particular story for me is very heartfelt. My sister never asked for anything in life, and she was having a hard time looking, trying to find somebody she could get married to and have, and she really just wanted one baby. And she wasn't asking for, all these other things. She's fairly simplistic and happy with just a simple, having one child and enjoying life. She likes being a homemaker. So I said this prayer, and I prayed so hard for my sister, and tears were rolling down my eyes. And I prayed beyond what a prayer like you would think would be. And I'm going to let you know what I actually said. But I asked the Lord and the angels to take away from me what I was going to have so that she can have it. I said, I could live without this, but she can't. She cannot go through life without this. She only wants this. And I want other things, and I can live without that. And you have to take it from me and give it to her. And this was the most unselfish prayer I've ever said. And the next day, I was dating somebody, and he had a friend over and says, "Do you have any girlfriends?" And he looked through some of my pictures, because I had just gotten photos, from the store. We didn't have these crazy iPhones. And he picked out from 10 girls in a picture, he picks, "This is the only one I want." And I go, "No, I'm going to shuffle the pictures up. You look again." He does it again, and he goes back to a different picture, but the same girl in that picture, and it was my sister. And they met the next day. They never left each other's side. They got married 6 months later, and she had one baby.
Oh, awesome. How awesome.
Oh, I know. And then the story goes on. There's more things to that story, but it's in the book. It's so beautiful. And I also was very lucky to have in my book, it's amazing. I have a friend of mine who's a medium, and at her house we saw something, and we took the camera out, and it's an angel in this picture. I mean, it's undeniably an angel. It has form, and it's light and airy and white, and it looks like an angel. And that's in the book. And on the other side of the spectrum, I have a story about a spirit touching the back of my head, a nice spirit. And there's a picture of me and my girlfriend, and there's a spirit over my head in that same location. And they're quite interesting and fascinating. People stare at them for hours, actually. Their eyes are glued to it. So, believing, sometimes you can tell all these stories and people can hear messages from angels and spirit, and they still want to sometimes see something with their eyes. I mean, even if they're unbelievable believers, those pictures in that book have changed. I've had people's husbands that are skeptics, and they're completely changed. They're like, "This is incredible." It's very rare to capture pictures like that.
Well, your book sounds like it's very fascinating. fascinating, and I'm sure that you offer some other additional strategies in it, and I know that it's also available on Amazon.com. So why don't you go ahead and give out the title again and any contact or promo information that you'd like for people to have. You know, my show is short, and I don't always get everything in, but if there's anything you'd like to add after that, let's do that.
All right. Well, the book is called It's Time to Believe. You can get it in an e-book or paperback on Amazon.com, or you could order it through my website, which is gchypnotherapy.com, and all my information is on there. And it's a beautiful, enlightening, inspiring, life-changing, and, you know, I like when skeptics read it, because I know that they're going to be different at the end, so... You know,
would you really call them skeptics? Do you have a lot of people who feel a great deal of skepticism? And I think one of the reasons for that is that when it's marketed as, you know, a type of psychic reading experience or whatever, a lot of people, you know, we've been programmed so much to think in negative ways that we think of mystical and occult things. And I certainly know that that's not what you're talking about, and you certainly wouldn't be talking to me if it were. But I know that there is information, and I, as I said at the top of the show, I'm one of those people who I can't discount things that I've actually seen happen and work. I mean, you can't discount what you know you've experienced, and so I've had a couple of other people on the show who have the same gifts as you do. And, you know, I'm a broader minded type of individual. I don't shut anybody down because we don't define it as the same thing. I'm always careful and cautious, as I'm sure you are, but you've experienced what you've experienced. And if you're helping people, I think that that is very important and very valuable. And so I thank you for coming on the show today to share about your book and your experiences, and I know that there probably are a great deal of people who can benefit from understanding the processes that you are sharing with them as well. So I want to thank you and appreciate it, and look forward to you having some grand success, and perhaps we'll talk again somewhere down the line, Gina.
I would love to speak again. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. And,
well, I
hope
one of your answered prayers will be. Hope one of your answered prayers will be that you made it to the New York Times bestseller list. You'll have to come back
on
and tell us about that.
I'm sure you are. I just did get the go for Barnes and Noble, so I'm working on events for that, and you know, one step at a time. That's my first book, so it's absolutely easier to write the second and third book, but the process I'm learning through the first go around. You know, wherever the Lord takes me, that's where I go. I have faith.
Ready, set, go, as I said earlier. So thanks again. And I want to thank all of you as well for tuning in today, and hope that you were able to expand your understanding of the world and worldviews and perspectives on things. You know, I try to do a little bit of something with a lot of stuff. So I want to thank Gina Canone, and check out her book on Amazon.com, It's Time to Believe. I hope you all have a most amazing day and look forward to talking to you next time. I will probably have a wonderful treat repeat up for you on the holiday, but stay tuned for the next show. We'll be doing something really, really good. In the meantime, I hope the rest of your day is the best of your day. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.